Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. We're your host, Reverend Ben, Apostle Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting show we will be talking about today. And anyone that like to come on, just hit one on your keypad. Today, let's have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be what you would have it to be. It's not about Sadie, it's all about you. Spreading the word of Jesus Christ, even by the air, we, dear Heavenly Father. Ask you to bless each person that came on thus far and each one that will come on in the archive. And dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise today. We give you the glory. Move Sadie out of the way and ask you to use me on this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is faith or worry. The choice is yours. You know, we say we have faith, but we still worry. So if we worry, we don't have no faith. So today is your choice. You know, worry is a feeling of uneasiness, apprehension, or dread, usually related to negative thoughts of something that may happen in the future. Such possibilities may be important to think about what those thoughts are. Healthy? Only if we are able or willing to do something positive with them. Worry defeats us when it replaces wise action or needed rest with fearful emotions, all of the important to think about, but those things are healthy. You know, when we think about that, when we have replaced wise action, a needed rest with unfearful emotion, all of us indulge in worry from time to time. That's everyone. And anyone who takes responsibility seriously can't help but consider might what happened. When you think about that, what will happen? So today we're talking about faith or worry. The choice is yours. You know, first of all, let's touch on faith. You know, not receiving an immediate answer to a prayer is no reason to give up on faith. When you think about it, as we celebrate our Savior, let's pause to look at him through eyes of faith. When we do, we'll be able to lift our voice in praise to God. You know, we can't afford to make up our own rules. Only those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You'll find that in Romans 10 and 13. That's true faith. Any other way leads to eternal death. So today, we're going to be talking about faith or worry. And anyone that would like to chime in on this topic today, I want you to hit one on your keypad or your telephone, and I will gladly bring you in. You know, faith, we all wish we had more of it, especially when facing mountains of problems. Yet most of us are well-practiced in faith. Jesus didn't say to his disciple, have more faith in God. He simply said, have faith in God. He didn't say more faith, but have faith in God. You know, faith is only as valid as its objective. You could have tremendous faith in very thin ice and drown. You could have very little faith in very thick ice and be perfectly secure. Many Christians have faith in faith rather than faith in God. And today we're talking about faith or worry. The choice is yours. He let us make the choice. We either going to worry about everything that come down, or we going to have the faith that God is going to work it out for our good. And I know saying that today in some situations and problems you go through, you say, now how can she say that? Make sure your faith is useful, not useless. And don't neglect the needs, both spiritual and physically, around the world and around the corner. We're talking about faith or worry. We have someone that's on. We're going to bring that guest on right now. Wait a minute. Coming on, guest.
Oh. Praise the Lord. God bless you this morning.
God, you're not on the air. We're talking about faith or worry. The choice is yours.
Amen. I say faith in Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So whatever it is that we have faith to believe God for, if we believe in God for a miracle, if we are worrying about that miracle, it's on our mind. It's always going to be on our hearts because we think it and we know it. But if we're not trusting what we believe in, the words say, God wants us to put him at his word. He wants us to have faith. Faith is an action word also. Because having something you believe in, even though you don't see it happening, you still trust in the manifestation of that thing to happen. But if you're going to worry about if it's going to take place, for instance, I'll say some people worry about bills and all of us have those. But I'm going to say when it comes down to your health, a lot of people, some of them believe God's going to do what he says, and a lot of folks don't, because a doctor will give a diagnosis. And if you believe in God's word and believe what his word says in the book of Isaiah 53 and 5, then come back in Hebrews 11:1, you got that faith to say, well, God is going to heal my body because that's what his word say. But for some of us, not all of us, but some of us who take some of the words and apply it to the situation, but not all of the words, we begin to box God. And when we box God, we worry. We panic in there. We are panic more because we know that's what his words say. And we say we believe it, but sometimes we say we do and we don't. And it shows that we don't. Because we begin to worry, but God, your word say, but you didn't trust me when you read what my word say. You read my word, but you was asking me for something, but you asked for this. And the same book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it states and say, he who comes to him must first believe. That's a form of faith. You got to believe that he is a rewarder of him who diligently seek him. If a person had cancer and they say, well, that's my cancer. Now, it ain't mine because it don't belong to God. If I'm a child of God, my faith going to kick in because God, even though this is what they say, I'm trusting you. I'm standing on Isaiah 53 and 5. It concerns me, but I'm not going to worry about it because you say you can do through you, I can do all things. And I can receive my healing. I can believe you for it. I can trust you for it. And most people, when they start worrying, it ain't that takes them out sometimes. But they give up. It concerns them. Then they begin to worry about it. And then they give up. Well, it's like you don't believe God for what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Faith is a powerful tool. You got to even have a certain form of faith in order to receive Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior. In the book of Romans, when that person becomes saved through salvation, it tells you, you got to believe that he is the Son of the living God. You got to believe that God rose him up from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you wasn't back there to see it, but when you connect with him, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that is in which you saved. If you don't believe that first in your heart, salvation can't come to you because you say you believe, but you don't. I don't know about some folks, but I know when God first saved me, I had to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you be going through the worst things at the worst time. And all I had was my faith.
Mm-hmm.
If I had nothing, I had faith. Because I remember what I was trained and what I was taught and how my grandmother taught us to pray. When you pray, baby, believe that God hears you when you pray.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have some form of faith to believe he did it. If not, it's going to worry me, and then I was asking him a mitzvah for whatever it is. And he can't move in that because he said, she don't must first believe me.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell people all day we believe, but until we put it in action.
Mm-hmm.
You have faith enough to go out on the cruise, to believe God, to get on that water, that boat going to take you down to wherever you're going to visit, and it's going to bring you back. That's what kind of faith we talk about. You don't have to see it, though. But you see
mm-hmm.
your cruise, you getting on the boat and going. I'm going to have to first believe that that's too much water to drink. I can't drink a lot of water like that. I got to first believe, God, if I'm getting on this ship, is this ship going to stand up on the water?
Mm-hmm.
Or something going to happen to this ship? Not only that I'm going to have faith to believe if he tell me it's so, and if he say don't go, I won't. Because not that my faith just believing in what I'm doing, but my faith believing in what he's saying.
Yes.
So faith is a powerful tool, but worry can kill. Worrying
mm-hmm.
can kill you. It
mm-hmm.
brings all kind of stress, all
mm-hmm.
kind of oppression, because your mind is never at ease and at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And in Philippians 2 and 5, it tells us that, you know, the same mind Christ had, we should have that. Let
that's
his
right.
mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So everything that's connected with Jesus, we got to believe and we got to have faith. And we got to
mm-hmm.
trust that if we come into him, he's going to do what we seek him to do.
That's right.
It's easier said than done. With preachers or without preachers, it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to show our actions. Man, it ain't all about for man to see. It's God want to see. Do you really trust
yes.
what I told them to tell you?
Mm.
So we can't trust God to believe what he put in the men of God to inspire them to put in the word of God. Then, well, we're going to be worrying at all times. But
mm-hmm.
I prefer to believe, trust, and have the faith. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, our topic today, and we thank God for some more people are chiming in on the conversation today. And if anyone else that came on would like to talk about faith or worry, the choice is yours. All you have to do is hit 1 on the keypad of your telephone, and I'll see you on my switchboard over here and bring you right in. You know, it isn't hard. I have someone. All right. I'm saying, let me bring this guest in. Good morning, guest. You are now on the air.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. What a mighty day this Lord has made for us. How's everybody doing today?
We are blessed.
Amen. Amen. And I was just thinking about your topic today. And I just want to tell you that when worry shows up, we have to change our focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says worry, be anxious for nothing but through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let our requests be known unto God. So when worry shows up, it must be a problem or concerns that we are dealing with. And we have to go to God and let God know what we're worried about. And the Bible
mm-hmm.
says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when you go to God concerning your worries, your faith has to kick in. You have to change your focus from on the problem to the solution. Worry
mm-hmm.
will leave us in doubt, and worry will leave us in fear. And
mm-hmm.
fear brings with a thought of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when we fear sometimes, next thing you know, the spirit of fear shows up right along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if
yes.
we change our focus, and we put our focus on Jesus, we put our focus, we take our focus off of worry, and we put our focus on Jesus Christ. And we put our problem, we give our problem. He said, cast your cares upon me because I care so much about you. God don't want us to be burdened down. He don't want us to worry. And when you give God your worry, your faith has to arise. Faith
mm-hmm.
will arise. because you're no longer concentrating, you're no longer focusing on your problem, but now your faith is in God, your concentration, your focus on is on what God can do for you. How can God help you through this situation? And there is no circumstance or no trial or tribulation that God will not help you through, because the Bible says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then when you go to God, you must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So as we seek in God, it's going to change our focus. We're going to no longer be concentrating on the worry. See, sometimes what we do when worry come in, we concentrate on that.
Mm-hmm.
What it does, it burdens us down, so our faith will never kick in long as we got worry and doubt in our heart.
Yeah.
Because two items cannot occupy the same place. Faith and
all
doubt
right.
cannot occupy together. So
okay.
that's why it's important that we change our focus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we know reality. We know there's a problem. We understand that there will be trials and tribulations. We understand all of that, but we have to change our focus. And I think
that's
once
right.
we take our focus off our problem and put it on God, our faith got to rise up.
Yes.
To arise. And when our faith arises, then we find ourselves rejoicing again, because we no longer have our hope in our problems, our concerns on our problems, our work. Now we got our hope back in God again. So I just want to share that, because
Amen.
A lot of times, well, I'm worried. But he said, be anxious for nothing. But through prayer, supplication with thanksgiving. You might not see it's working out right now. It might not look like it's working out. It might not sound like it's working out. But my faith says that God will bring me through it. That yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. I know God is with me.
Yes.
We just got to press through that worry. You know, it's a saying I say, press beyond the press.
Yes.
And it takes faith to press beyond the faith. It means it takes faith to get beyond worry.
Yes.
But God said, I've dealt to every man the measure of faith. You have faith. We have faith. We just have to let our faith be activated. Power activated.
That's right.
And when our faith is activated, we'll see God show up in things that we didn't think God would show up in. Because it's our faith that's causing God to move. It's our faith that we believe. Because God, I know it don't look right now, but I'm believing you, God. And we just
right.
like the woman with the issue of blood. She began to tell herself for 12 years she concentrated on her problem. But when she heard about Jesus, she changed her focus.
Yes.
She changed what she was thinking about, and she said, you know what, they might stone me. I might have to holler unclean. People might call me unclean, but my focus is getting to Jesus. Because she had
That's
a purpose. Her purpose was to touch the hem of his garment. Now, you know, it took faith for her to go out into a community where she had to holler unclean. They had to holler unclean. Everybody knew she had a huge blood. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word of God. When words show up, you ought to put a word of God on. You ought to put some music on to do something about Jesus so that your faith will increase, that you will take a risk and go to God, go to Jesus Christ, so that you can, you know, even worry will keep us from sleeping at night.
Yes, Lord.
So faith, when we change our focus,
Jesus.
It has to arise. It cannot do nothing but arise.
Yes, Lord.
It has to arise.
Thank you. Thank you, Carly. You know, it is in hard work that causes mental, spiritual, and ultimately physical breakdown. It's worry.
It's
work that is free of worry is stimulating and enjoyable. It gives substance to your daily life. Also confess a feeling of belonging to the human family and contributing to the well-being of the human race.
Mm-hmm.
It is worry that exhumes you and exhausts you, because if you are worried, you cannot achieve anything constructive.
Yes, Lord God.
Worry alienates the willing workers from his riper inheritance and true purpose and satisfaction of life. You know, however, the greatest tragic of worry is that it estranges you from God. Faith and worry cannot cohabit in the same life.
Yes,
if your
Amen.
Faith is
Amen.
A living reality, there will be no space for worry.
Yes,
but if worry is the dominant force, faith will wither and die. You know, worry can so easily become an indulging habit.
Mm-hmm.
Only a radical adjustment of your thought pattern can free you from worry. Having a practical faith and an on upon it of God and his purpose for your life is essential. The conviction that all things work together for the good of those who love God should be the dominant thought in your mind. Then you will experience the renewing power of a living faith, which is the death knell of all worry. You know, in Philippians 55:22, and I think one of you all touched on it, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. That's what we got to do. You know, we got to go to God. Know humanly, the human factor is, three of my tag words I was using today was fear, faith, and overcoming. We got to learn how to overcome faith. I mean, fear.
Yes.
And
fear.
Worry. Because you know, that fear, that worry bring on fear. And then it'll come to you so quick and suddenly, you'll be saying, well, I know I got some faith, but your faith is being tested because that fear have crept in. You don't let that fear crept in to you. And we got to learn how to pray for unfailing and unfaulty faith that stands strong under life's greatest pressure. You know, great fear is often built during great trials. When you go through some trials and some things, you wonder later on, how did I come through that? It was nobody but the grace of God and your faith. You didn't give up and you didn't give in. You didn't throw in the towel. You kept on moving. Go ahead. Someone else had something they want to say?
In the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, the 5th verse, it says, for they that are after the flesh do not the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, that the things of the Spirit be mine. But also down in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, the 2nd verse, it says, set your affections on things above and not the things on earth. So when you walk, and when we say we walk in by faith and not by sight, we got to look at which one of those represent kingdom, which one of them represent spiritual. On our prayer line, God had given me over 12 years ago the synonyms for focus, giving me face an obstacle cautiously under stress. Because when things begin to happen, we become concerned. So if we're not focused and got our mindset in the right place, even though when things come on all of a sudden, it can make you lose focus. And I heard the woman of God say, focus, focus. But we must figure out which one that when our situations arise, which one is spiritually and which one is natural, because God can do anything and everything except faith. That's what his word is saying. Amen.
Amen. And I know, as one of the women of God said earlier, faith must focus on God and not on itself. You know, we got to keep that focus, as you were saying, on God. And whatever situation you're going through, your faith is going to be tested. So we have to know without a shadow of a doubt about our faith in God. No matter how small and insignificant we think our faith is, let's keep on praying. And remember, it is the object of our faith, our Almighty God, and the size of our faith that is all important. When we think about that today on our topic, faith or worry, the choice is yours today. You know, when I look back, I remember the tale of an old man who said on his deathbed that he had many problems in his life, but that the most of them never actually happened because he kept his faith in God through whatever situation he was going through. He knew. He had been reading the scriptures, like we was given different scriptures this morning about faith and casting your cares on the Lord. You know, it brought about the faith, not the fear, how he could overcome the fear and the worry that was trying to keep in by having that faith. And I know with somebody, and some people may say, oh, that's impossible. No, it's not impossible. Because when you got your mind rooted and grounded in the Word of God, and whatever God says, it may not look like it today, right now, look like the tub on each one of us on this line just look like it's chaos. But we got the faith knowing God said it, he going to do it, he will perform it in his time. It may not come when we want it, but like it's the little cliche say, he right on time. We think it should have been last week, but he telling said and everybody on the line, it's today that I'm going to do that miracle you've been asking for. You thought about it, you needed it last week, but didn't I sustain you last week up until now? But you kept your faith.
Yes,
you didn't
Lord
throw in
Jesus.
The towel. You didn't give up. No matter what it looked like, it might have been bleak, but you kept pushing forward. You kept overcoming every obstacle that was in your path, with everything that the enemy was throwing at you, you was overcoming it. So that let you know where your faith is at. We may not have what we want today, but he's given us what we need. And, you know, I just thank God for this. I kept thinking about it, going, talking with people all through the week, and going, they're going through different things. And like that song said, where is your faith? Like James Cleveland sung years and years ago, where is your faith? And our faith should be in God.
Be in God.
Because he the only one can bring us through whatever going on. Our faith got to stand tall. We got to move fear because things that come up in our life so with fear are crippling if you ain't careful.
Yes.
We can't have faith mixed with doubt. No. We can't. We know God going to do it in his time. Well, you got the faith, he going to do it. If he didn't do it today, that didn't mean he forgot it. He heard your prayer the first time you prayed it.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we got to keep that faith that God's going to do it. And I'm not going to give up on it. Coming up to our last little segment, because I think I only put 30 minutes today. Would any of my guests like to say anything else before we close out the show today? Now, this broadcast is going around the world, so others will tune in to this broadcast and hear what we are talking about today on faith or worry. Because don't think what we're talking about today is somebody's not going to be going through that. They're going to turn their dial and say, wait a minute, I need to turn to this here. I've been worrying about this, having fear, and I should have faith. You know, worry does not empty tomorrow or its sorrow.
Yes.
It empties today of its strength. So today, we want to have that faith. We want to start our day with faith. Anybody would like to say anything?
I would just like to speak to the people in the airwaves and just let them know that God's hand is not short. That he can't reach them. And his ear is definitely not closed, that he don't hear them. And to the woman of God that's dealing with the issues with the children and with the husband, God hear you, woman of God. God knows your circumstances and situation before you even ask. People look at you funny, but it's all right. Keep on trusting and believing God. Don't give up now and don't go backwards. Go forward. This might not be for everybody, but it's for somebody. Keep trusting the Lord. You've been doing it this long, and I know you're getting tired because it seems like things not changing. But hold on. Your help is here. God bless you.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. And on our closing, if anyone else would like to say anything before we close the broadcast out today.
Yeah, I just want to encourage people that when worry comes, change your focus.
change your environment.
Mm,
because usually
yes.
what we worry about, we speak it out of our mouth. And
yes.
if you go around negative people are going to give you negative results. But
yes.
if you go around faith-filled people.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Faith-filled people who can believe God for the impossible.
Yes.
We have to know where to go, who to go to. We go to God, yes, but also our natural part of our natural being wants to always talk to a human being.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what you say out of your mouth, that's what you're going to reap, because the Bible says, abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you say. So when worry comes into the heart, be careful what you speak. Because that very thing that you are worrying about, that very thing that is causing
Jesus.
You to doubt, that's the very thing that you're going to receive. Because
mm-hmm.
you spoke it into existence. You spoke it
yes.
into the universe. And it's going to show back up somewhere in your territory. So change your focus. Change your environment. Get around faith for your people that's going to speak the word of God into your life, are going to encourage you that you can make it through.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
learn
Lord.
To encourage yourself in the Lord. When worry shows up, learn to encourage. David said, I had to encourage myself.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes you're going to call a human being and they're not going to be available. Not that they don't want to be, but they're just not available at that time. So when
mm-hmm.
worry shows up, learn to encourage yourself. If you
yes.
can't do nothing but say, I will make it through this.
Hallelujah.
I will
mm-hmm.
overcome this. I will triumph
Hallelujah.
Over this. This should not take me out.
Yes.
It's all in what we say, who we focus on, and what we think. Because the Bible says a man
yes.
thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yes, yes.
And I just encourage somebody that's been worrying, change your focus today. Let your focus
yes.
change. Oh, glory to God.
Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Let
thank
your
you.
Focus change right now. As when you just make up in your mind, you got to become fully persuaded in your
yes.
own mind that you're going to change your focus today.
Hallelujah.
And when you change your focus, your situation,
yes.
your circumstances, your trial and tribulation, it will change.
Yes, it will.
Because you're no longer focusing on your circumstances or your problem, but now you're focusing on I can make it.
Yes, Lord.
So I encourage you, be strengthened today in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank all the guests that came on today, all the listeners that came on, anybody that would like to come on and bring a broadcast on Joy and Peace. We on every Wednesday. Just let me know. Text me, call me, and I'll be happy to type in everything y'all need for the broadcast. Invite others on every week because we want to let people know it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's not just standing behind a pulpit in somebody's church if we don't have one, but it's going out, letting people know what does say the Lord, because it's a lot of people woke up worried this morning, don't know which way to go, but we came on to tell them, give them the good news today. Merciful Lord, from today onward, I am determined not to allow worry to spoil the beauty of my life or to destroy my faith in you. I thank you for this broadcast today, Lord. I thank you for the women of God that shared on this broadcast with this topic today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be able to go out on the airways all around the world that others may share in with what we say today that will help them along their Christian journey. Let them know, faith or worry, the choice is theirs. And until next week, we want everybody to be blessed. Have a wonderful week. From Overseer Prophet Sandy Sadie Elliott. And I love each one of you all. It's a cliche. It's not in the Bible. But I always say for the going on 14 years on this broadcast, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. So until next week, Be blessed. We'll be on in Jesus' name with another exciting topic that we know that we can share with the world. And until next week, be blessed and thank each one of you all for coming on the broadcast today. And until next week,
God bless you.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.